for mayor. Or constable, or whatever it's called here. I don't know a lot. But Grand Poobah. You can make up any title, I'll go with you. I have no idea. This is my first time. I almost 29 years of life, and it took me this long to come here. I have till Tuesday. I have no idea what the fuck I was doing. I apologize. I'm having a blast. I didn't know what to expect either coming in. I flew in, had no idea. Because I'm from the southeast United States. I mean, like rural country, fiddles and shit. Yeah. My entire idea of Canada growing up was what they showed me in school, which was basically just a fucking snow globe, is all it was. Like, there's a leaf, and there you go, that's Canada. Pretty sure Santa lives here. I don't know that for sure. That's what I heard. I didn't know. And I landed, it was very confusing, because I come here, I land, go to immigration, the dude in immigration, his name was Jose. I'm like, where the fuck am I? Everybody else in line's Asian. I'm like, holy shit. Did I oversleep and end up on the island of misfit toys? Where the hell am I going? Thank you, Asian guy, for being excited. He was pumped. He's like, hell yeah, we're taking over.
From the inside.
All right. Start with the math. You know, like that. They've been fucking with me though. Warden is poutine joke. Fuck him, it sucked. He put the milk in the cornflakes too. That's not right. Gravy and milk is disgusting. I rented a car because I wanted to go like check some stuff out, you know, and drive around. He told me that when I went to Quebec, everybody in Quebec drives on the left-hand side of the road. Fuck you, Warden. Two blocks. What the fuck? The guy's yelling at me in French. I'm like, I don't know. I show him my passport. He's yelling again. I just left the car. Fuck it. You guys can have it. I'm running around today. I went to Parliament. I saw Parliament. That was fucking cool. Big Ben. Fucking hanging out. I saw the castle that Vlad the Impaler lives in. I saw that over there. Good view of the Suez Canal. That was nice. Golden Gate Bridge. A lot of history. A lot of history there. The statues are cool. You got all the markers explaining shit because I didn't fucking know any of it. So I'm like reading all of them. They're all in French. I have no idea what the fuck I'm reading. I'm like, that's very interesting. Very interesting. All the statues just went, like, yeah, they doubled up on the statues. Like, on the bottom of every statue is a chick, right? At the top is some dude. I'm like, that's the opposite of the way I like it, but whatever, you know. You want to put the chick on bottom, you do that. I feel like some of you guys aren't completely with me on this joke, and some of you have actually never been to Parliament and have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. It's like a fucking block away. My favorite thing though is the cigarette packs. I was not prepared for that. In the States, it's just text on there, you know? I'm like, smoking might be bad or something, we don't know. But you guys go all the fuck out with these things, it's great. I'm collecting them too. I'm collecting like fucking baseball cards, man. If anybody here has the cancer mouth, I'll swap you two pregnant ladies for a cancer mouth. I'm trying to complete my set. The limp cigarette one. It's just a sad little cigarette. Oh. And it actually says on the thing, it's like, you know, smoking may cause, you know, decreased blood flow to the penis and cause erectile dysfunction. I'm reading it going, I didn't even fucking know that. Like, I quit. Fuck this. You want to stop teen smoking, that's how you fucking do it right there. None of this warnings about cancer. Kids don't care about cancer. They think old people get that shit. Show them the pee-pee not working. That's terrifying. Was rough when you were young. Imagine your dick not functioning that night. You get right there, nothing. Holy shit, I quit. I didn't like this one, though. The pregnant lady. That's the one I have on my pants right now. She's excited, too. She's all pregnant and shit, holding a cigarette. Do you see where her other hand is? Look where her hand is. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know if she's holding her belly or if she's rubbing one out. I can't tell. I think it's this phrase on the back. I don't know what it says. That cigarette knew it, that bebe. I'm like, that makes me hot, so I understand what she's saying. I guess if you're pregnant and you smoke, you're horny all the time. I didn't know that. Which sucks, because your husband, if he smokes, limp dick. Yeah, so that's probably why she's rubbing one out. They told me that prostitution was legal here. I thought that was interesting. I didn't really understand. So I'm trying to understand, like, how is it legal? Like, in what way? You know, because in the States, in certain places it is, and then most of it it's not, right? It's like, oh, yeah, prostitution's legal. I'm like, oh, really? Like, and how, you know? It's like, oh, dude, everywhere, man. In fact, you can just ask a chick in a bar. I'm like, really? Like, well, you have to know the codes to make sure that's what she does, you know? Just walk up to her and ask her if you can give her a toonie for her pony. You Canadian ladies, you punch. You can punch hard. You get a good left hook on you. I don't know if it's the hockey or the fucking cross country skiing shit, but it hurts. It hurts a lot. I love the coins. We don't have that in the States, man. All that shit's like, we have the $1 bill, which is, you know, unless you're doing cocaine, fucking pointless. Some of you guys right there, some of you, I don't know what happened. The coin thing, this one's got a duck on it, which is cool. I don't know. One with, this is the one I like, the fucking tuning. Look at that fucking thing. I don't know what. I thought they were fucking with me when they gave it to me. Somebody gave it to me in change. I'm like, fuck you, man. I'm not that dumb. Handed me a fake fucking doubloon. I can spot a fucking get video game token when I see one. Shit, I'm taking this one back to the States with me until I'm gonna buy a house from some dumb redneck fucker in Germany. I found this on a pirate ship, right? From the far off land of Canada. In like 4 years from now, some methed out redneck's gonna show up in Ottawa and try to buy something with this. It's gonna be great. It's from a shipwreck, I swear! Here's a soda pop. Shut the fuck up.
It's all done, baby.
You drink yourself deaf? What the fuck happened? It's all done! I've had a blast this week, you guys. I've had a blast, an absolute blast here in Ottawa. I really have. I will say this, so I've been here for almost a week, and I have yet to find a fucking Eskimo. Where are you fuckers hiding? I know they're here somewhere. I just want to meet one. I want to take one home with me. I really do. I want to take one back to the States and introduce them to a Mexican and go, look, family. The one thing I really want to do before I leave Canada is I want to meet an Eskimo just to ask him what they would do for a Klondike bar. Thank you guys for letting me hang out, man. You guys are awesome.